Yo. Hey, what's up? Thanks for letting me come over. Sorry I'm late. Your place is surprisingly hard to find. Kind of tucked back in a corner over here. Are you hiding from somebody? The cops? Jealous ex? Rival drug lord? Calm down, I'm fucking with you. Come on, let me in. I want to get to work. Ew, holy shit. Nice office. Is that real wood paneling? Damn. How tall are these ceilings? Looks so studious and official. Like a library in some old East Coast university. And you mean to tell me that this is where you write your GWA scripts? No, of course I'm not judging you. Kind of the opposite, actually. Must be nice to have a creative space like this. I mean, I can see where you get your style, I guess. I would definitely come up with some out there shit if I spent my time writing in a, I don't know, a gothic cathedral like this. Okay, fine. I'll shut up about your office. Your awesome giant office where, despite your apparent style, talent, and taste, you choose to write sexy internet stories for free. I'll shut up about it. I promise. Just as soon as I pick my jaw up off the floor. Give me a second. What? Oh, yeah. As promised, coffee. I forgot to ask you what you liked, so I got you a latte. Everybody likes lattes. What? You don't like lattes? That's impossible. You're not making any sense. Are you feeling okay? We can do this another day if you have a fever or something. You don't have a fever? Then you've gone insane. It's the only explanation. Oh dear. Well, there's only one cure for that kind of crazy. Shutting the fuck up and drinking the latte your friend oh so generously bought you. There we go. See, all better. Now come over here and sit down. We have work to do. All right. So, you're probably wondering why I called you to my extravagant palatial office this morning. Here's the deal. I've been performing scripts for a while, and I love it. It's a lot of fun. The community is so great. I've met so many nice people, so many incredible performers, and even a few fun dickheads like you. And doing the fills, it's, I don't know, a really unique kind of pleasure. Taking somebody else's fantasy and just sort of embodying it for a little while. It's kind of liberating. Reading those scripts, I've picked up a few dirty little kinks that I never would have even thought about otherwise. And plus, it feels good to give those old high school drama club muscles a nice stretch every once in a while. Having said that, I don't know. Lately, I feel a little like bottled up. Like, exploring other people's fantasies is fun and nice and fulfilling, blah, 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 but what about my fantasies? I spent all this time opening up a new window into my sexuality, but I feel like I'm not any closer to finding my, like, thing. Does that make sense? Anyway, I want to start writing scripts, like, real ones. I guess I might fill them myself, but it would be even better if somebody else did it. To hear somebody else bringing my dirty little thoughts to life. That sounds like crazy hot. But I'm sure I don't need to tell you that. Here's the problem, though. I think I might, suck at writing. Just a little bit. Don't laugh! This is a very serious business, and I'll thank you not to make light of my professional frustrations. I don't know, I can't do it. Like, every time I try to write something that actually means something to me personally, it just comes out all ramble fappy. Like, just huge walls of texts full of oh fucks and spank me daddies and cluck, cluck, cluck. And I guess those can be kind of hot, but it feels fake, you know? Like, it could have been written by anybody. Like, I'm just regurgitating the stuff I've heard before. It's not art. And then I try to spice it up with weird, far-out scenarios and characters, but Jesus, I'm fucking hopeless at it. The other day, I seriously wrote the phrase, surrender your semen, Earthling. Like, what the fuck is that? I can't get off to that, and that's saying something, because I can get off to a lot of dumb shit. So I need your help. I've performed a few of your scripts, so I know that you're a pretty good hand at this stuff. Writing porn, I mean. What? Yeah, I'm serious. What are you... Oh my god, shut the hell up. Don't even start with that shit. Modesty is a really ugly color on you, and you wear a lot of ugly colors. Ugh. Yeah, for the last time, yes, you are very good at writing. I'll make you a fucking medal if you want. It'll say, awarded for achievements in jerk-off material for horny, nerdy Reddit girls. You're truly the voice of a generation. Wow. Golly. Anyway, as I was saying, you've got a better handle on script writing than I do, so I need your help. I need you to be my sexy Sherpa and lead me to the summit of Mount Beaverest. I don't get it, dude. I don't see how you do it. Like, look, I printed out one of your scripts, and Oh, you owe me 20 cents for printer ink, by the way. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why it works. Like, this part, right here. Remember it? The Amazon warrior has surrendered to the bear creature, and now she's tied up, naked, under the moonlight, rapturously awaiting the start of the sacred breeding ritual. That's the story you wrote, and it is objectively the dumbest thing I've ever fucking read. But when I actually read it, ugh, God help me, I'm into it. Like, it's so real. I feel like an honest-to-God, butch-ass fantasy babe about to get raw-dogged by a sexy grizzly. And it's hot! So, first of all, fuck you for making me re-examine my childhood obsession with the Jungle Book. And second of all, how do you take this high-concept fuckery and turn it into something that feels honest and, like, sensual? As stupid and trashy as it is, this script has weight behind it. Like, it's a fully formed and genuine fantasy that came from a real person. Weirdo though he may be. Tell me your secret. I promise I won't tell. Nobody else would care anyway. You gotta be kidding me. Inspiration? That's your secret? So what, the Greek muse of tentacle porn flitters down and whispers sick nothings in your ear? Nuh-uh, dude, don't give me that. That is weak shit. Stream of consciousness? Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So how does that work? What, do you just, like, lay back, jerk off, and let your mind go where it will? That is what you do? That's all? Huh. I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense. It might help you access those hidden kinks that your conscious mind doesn't know about. And if it just kind of pours out of you like that, I bet it comes across as more genuine, too. Well, okay. Worth a shot. Move those papers. I'm going to lay on the desk. What are you gawking at? I'm just doing, like, what you said. Don't make it weird. Be a dear and pull my shoes off. Gently, please. The buckles are fragile. Come on! You said you would help me, and now you're yelling at me for taking your advice? It'll be fine. You don't have to do anything. Just observe in the strictly supervisory capacity to make sure that my form is correct. And don't worry, I won't make a mess. At least, I usually don't make a mess. Okay, I'll probably make a mess, but I promise I'll clean it up. Oh my god, chill out. You write porn in here. This is already a cursed, tainted space, my dear. We might as well make good on all that foreshadowing. All right, I knew you'd see reason. Here, real quick, tug on my pant leg. Okay, yeah. There we go. Now, you just sit there behind the desk while I find inspiration. Watch closely, though. I might need coaching. And please shut up. I need to concentrate. I'm already a little bit wet from reading your script. Oh, good job on that one, by the way. You totally earned the silver. Okay, focus, focus. Stream of consciousness, stream of consciousness. Fuck, I think of a scenario. Okay, a teacher keeps her student late to perform an oral examination. Oh, no, 2 7 days. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm a maiden who's lost her way in a forest, and I'm getting gangbanged by trees? Shit, no, that's stupid. Alright. Just gotta... A young man is seduced and brainwashed by the irresistible lure of a giant, magical, talking pussy. Ugh! God damn it. This isn't working. I mean, I don't know. My head's not in the right place. I don't feel sexy right now. Like, I could come if I want to, but nothing's taking shape in my head like you said it would. Your advice sucks. Fuck. Damn it. I wish I had some sort of, I don't know, stimulation to get my mind going. Ooh, I know. Take your pants off. What's the matter? Take your pants off. Show me your dick. Yeah, I'm serious. Do I not look serious? I'm positively dripping with candor. Sorry. Look, I'll admit the coy thing was kind of cute earlier, but come on, dude. I can see the tent you're pitching from over here, and it's a miracle your belt hasn't snapped yet. Release the beast! I don't really see why you're fighting me here. You're hot. I'm hot. We're all hot here, so let's do what hot people do. It'll be great. Just take off your pants and let me suck your cock a little bit while I touch myself. You know, to kickstart my imagination. Please. Yay. Okay, let's have a look. Ooh, look at you. Hold on. Let me put on my writer hat and think of some good adjectives for it. Shapely, powerful, proud, resolute, throbbing? Oh, shit, that's a gerund. Whatever. Just get over here. I'll lie down flat, and you hold your cock here, right over my face. I want to get a good look at it. Let me put my fingers back on my clit. Oh, looks even better from below. God, you really are hard. Bobbing up and down right in my face and... Oh God, the heat. I can feel the heat radiating out of your cock. Fuck, that's hot. I like that. Oh, fuck. Look at my pussy. I'm getting so wet. Looks like my imagination is revving up already. God. Yeah, bring your cock a little bit closer. Let me give it a little kiss. You taste really, really good. This really gets me going. It's been a while since I sucked someone off, you know, and this is whetting my appetite nicely. My heart's beating faster now. Is that pre-cum I taste? Slow down, babe. We still got work to do. Okay. Stream of consciousness. Here's what we'll do. My job is to say whatever random dirty shit pops into my head. And your job is to not come. Good luck. I believe in you. Oh my God, Professor. Your cock feels so good in my mouth. The slut serum must be kicking in. Oh shit. I've had my eye on you ever since prom, but I didn't think you'd invite the whole rugby team over for this. That's so hot. Please be gentle. I can't get too turned on or else the chastity chip in my brain will explode. Oh God, that's it. You're hitting the clit I had implanted on the back of my throat. Fuck. I'm so glad I managed to steal you away from my sister after she stole you away from our mom, who is also your French tutor. Oh, user. These hot, wanton feelings aren't in my programming. Is it possible? Is this what you humans call love? This is so good, but coming in my mouth won't help us repopulate the earth. Wait. Yes, that's it. Hurry, run over to my purse and grab my voice recorder. Yes, I'm serious. Go get it and turn it on. I pictured us as the last survivors of some horrible apocalypse, you know, scavenging amongst the filth and rubble, and the only way for humanity to survive was for you to get me pregnant. I saw it so clearly in my head, and my God, my pussy just clenched. I can't remember ever being so horny. Oh my God. This is it. This is the inspiration I've been looking for. I've got to follow this idea, and I need your help. Like, lay the recorder next to my head so I can capture everything. And, also, fuck me. Did you hear me? Like, go ahead. Slam it in. Aw, such a gentleman. No, seriously, go hard. Pound it. We're two traumatized strangers with nothing to lose, alone and afraid in an endless wasteland. We have to make it count. Now slide your cock into me and show me how badly you want to survive. Oh, fuck, yes, just like that. Push it in deep. Nice and deep. Fuck me. Oh, God. Fuck me hard and fast in this, burnt out convenience store. God. I haven't been fucked in years. Fuck. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you found me. Fuck. Yes. Pound my pussy. Pound me like we're the last two people on earth. Tear my clothes if you want. They're just rags anyway. Fuck. Fuck. No kissing. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm not ready to love again after my husband died in that robot attack. Oh, but the feeling of your cock slamming into my pussy over and over again. It takes the pain away. Oh, makes me want to live again. Fuck, I want to live. Oh, shit. Keep fucking me. Fuck me for the future. Fuck. Oh, I want your cum. I need your cum. It's the only way. We have to make children. Oh, we have to keep humanity alive. Oh, fuck. You have to impregnate me. Can you feel me? How wet I am? Can you feel how warm and juicy my pussy is? Shit. I'm so fertile. I know I am. Oh, once you come in me, I'll carry your child. And after I give birth, you'll have to... fuck. You'll have to knock me up again. And again. And again. And again. What? Oh, in real life? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm on the pill. Don't worry about it. Now get back into character. You're breaking my flow. Yes, fuck me, you raider scum. Step. Let's turn over. Let me turn over. Let me put my ass in the air like an animal in heat. Look at it. Look at my pussy dripping down my legs. Smell me. Smell my musk. Can you feel it? The animal warmth spilling out of me. That's what we are right now. Just filthy animals rutting like nature intended. There are no rules now. Just instinct. Go on. Oh, follow your instinct. Put your cock back in my pussy and fuck me like a dog. Ah! Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, just like that. Just like that. Pound me into the fucking ground. Fuck the society out of me. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, shit. I love the feeling of your balls slapping against my clit. Oh, they're so full. Fuck. Full of your hot, precious seed. Give it to me. Slap my house and make me beg for it. Make me beg for your cum. I need it. Oh, God, please. I need it. Fuck. I'm sweating. I'm sweating through my clothes. Fuck. I'm so fucking filthy already, and you're making it worse. You're making me into a savage. Oh, a savage beast of the wasteland. God, fuck, I love it. Oh, make a beast out of me. Breed me. Put your baby in me. Make my belly swell. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Impregnate me for the good of humanity. You ready? Do it. Do it. Go wild. Let go of your humanity and fuck me like a savage. Fuck me. Fuck me and come. Give it to me. Get me pregnant. Get me pregnant. Come in me. Come now. Do it. Come. 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 God, fuck. Fuck, yes. Oh, keep coming. Keep coming in me. Pump it every last drop into my womb. I can feel it. Shit. Fuck. Yes. Go. Give it to me. Give me one last thrust to make sure it takes. Push your seed as deep as it'll go. One last. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. And scene. Whew. Oh. That was awesome. Oh, it was like I was there. What a rush. Oh, I never felt so like keyed into my own imagination before. That was hot as fuck. I think I'm still shaking a little bit. Hey. Thanks for your help. Oh, we came up with a nice little scene there. I can't wait to write it up. Just as soon as I can listen to this recording. You fucking idiot. My voice recorder. You didn't turn it on. We didn't capture any of that. God fucking damn it. I gave you one job. One! Fuck. My script. It's ruined. Well, shit. Guess we'll have to do that again. Take a seat and rest up, Hemingway. It's gonna be a long afternoon. Drink your latte. It's probably cold by now, but I need you full of fluids. Oh, and go grab me a towel or something. Your inspiration is leaking out of me. Shame to see it go to waste, but I guess I'll just have to coax some more out of you. Chop chop, sweetie. We're wasting daylight, and this little writer's workshop is far from over.